deployed to the nation's southwest border are heading home this week, but many others will stay through January.
A Defense Department spokesman says the mission to harden ports of entry has been completed, so the extension applies to troops who continue to serve in support positions, helping Customs and Border Protection. The DOD said the number will drop by 400 to 500 troops, down from 5,200 currently.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Federal authorities say they've charged two people in Ohio involved in planning separate attacks, including 21-year-old Damon Joseph, an ISIS sympathizer who wanted to carry out a mass shooting in a synagogue.
Joseph stated he wants to kill a rabbi and expressed a desire to begin the attack in the sanctuary.
FBI Special Agent in Charge Jeff Fortunato says the other suspect is Elizabeth LaCrone, who's suspected of planning an attack at a Toledo bar. This is Fox News.
No one embodies the holiday spirit better than Gordon Lightfoot.
Really?
You bet. And now, Gordon Lightfoot takes his best-known song, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, and gift-wraps it around your favorite carols to create his new holiday album, Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas.
You better watch out and you better not cry. You better not pout, I'm telling you.
Yes, Gordon Lightfoot is coming to town with a sleigh load of songs like this.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree.
It's Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas, and you'll want to beat him like a drum when you hear his rendition of The Little Drummer Boy.
Oh, come, they told me, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum, my newborn king to see, pa-rum-pum.
Lightfoot has compiled the holiday music collection you'll wish would sink to the bottom of Lake Superior.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Your friends and family will pray for a silent night when you put on Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas.
And, wow, hard to believe, 2 weeks from today is Christmas Eve. Again, our thanks to Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson for hanging out with us this afternoon. They are a blast to talk to. I love getting their opinions on things, although last time we had the whole thing going on with the judge that went with the liberals today, Mr. Beer.
Oh, Kavanaugh.
Kavanaugh. What is it with... You know, when you think about all the energy and everything else that went into trying to prevent his appointment, because he'll rule against Planned Parenthood today, rule for Planned Parenthood. Of course, he could be, who was the other one that just got, it could be, what's the face on Fox? Tucker. You know, they were out threatening him in front of his house, and all of a sudden, he hates the president. You gotta wonder, man, what's going on? What's really, really going on? It's kind of sick. For the time being, one good thing economically is interest rates have stabilized, so it's still a good time to get a mortgage. And the guy that can get you the mortgage and get you the one that you, especially for those of you who are first-time home buyers, who perhaps have a credit issue or you don't have a lot to put down, he can especially help you because now with his partnership with Renaissance Bank, Morris Capuano has access to those programs and can get you done. But he can't do a thing for you until you call him at 409-9300. This is what Morris Capuano lives to do, to hand people the keys to their new home, to get the thing closed, and to watch them enjoy the benefits of home ownership. More than ever, that first mortgage interest rate deduction will be more crucial than ever with the changes in the tax law, because that's one deduction that will never go away. So if you're paying $900 or more, almost have to live decently here anywhere in the River Region, you should own, and instead of giving somebody else a big tax break, give it to yourself by getting your own place. Chances are, if you're spending that much money, you can own for less per month. And you get the benefits of the deductions and having a Ring doorbell system that drives you crazy during your own show. That's Morris at 409-9300. Renaissance Bank is an equal housing lender. Their NMLS number is 402-669. Brett McDonald joins us next.
Hey,
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, the rush is on as we watch everyone come out of the downtown area onto 85 North. Be careful there. Same thing on 65 North to Prattville and Millbrook. That's all looking good. East Boulevard over 85, Taylor Road at East Chase, and all the outbound routes doing okay at this second. At Reinhardt Used Car Super Center, all military, first responders, and fire get $1,000 off. For all the information, call Steve at Reinhardt Used Car Super Center, 272-0373. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Ellis Askew. A man convicted of killing an Auburn student in 2008 is seeking a new trial over his death sentence. Courtney Lockhart has been convicted of killing Lauren Burke. Burke was kidnapped, forced into a car, and made to strip naked. She leapt from the moving car and was shot in the back. Lockhart was sentenced to death by lethal injection, but says his PTSD influenced the shooting. Lockhart is an Army veteran. Law enforcement agents with the Alabama Department of Corrections arrested two suspects following separate incidents at Staten Correctional Facility in Elmore County. Delicia Sweet of Enterprise and Donna Stewart of Brookwood were arrested when a correctional officer found them in possession of a controlled substance. Both were visiting inmates at the time of their arrests. And with the rain and leaves on the ground, authorities are reminding you to not rake leaves into ditches. That clogs up the drains and can cause flooding. I'm Ellis Askew. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a very chilly forecast. Cloudy skies, a few spotty showers can't be ruled out. And then late tonight, the skies will clear and the overnight low temperature drops to about 31. For tomorrow, sunshine returns. Still cold, but not as bad. High around 54, low tomorrow night around 30 on Wednesday. A little better. Highs in the upper 50s, lots of sunshine around. How about low 60s on Thursday? Mostly cloudy skies, maybe a late day shower. Then rain becomes likely on Thursday night into Friday, and some of that could be heavy as our next storm system moves in. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road, and find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Attention Krispy Kreme lovers. Mark your calendars Wednesday, December 12th for Krispy Kreme's Day of the Dozens. Krispy Kreme will be offering a dozen original glazed donuts for $1 with the purchase of any dozen at regular price. The Day of the Dozens this Wednesday, December 12th at Krispy Kreme.
During the season of travel and buying gifts, AutoSave has your back. Educators and administration in Autauga and Elmore County can save on all tires and automotive services. Each of you are valued by AutoSave because of your services every day. Use your personalized discount card you received and come see us today. Merry Christmas and thanks for all you do.
Hello, I'm Jerome Davidson, account representative at Blue Water Broadcasting. From our family to yours, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
The snowman was a jolly soul with a corn cob and a button nose and two made out of coal. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they for when they placed it on his he began to dance around. Oh, the snowman with a broomstick in his running here and there all around the square saying me if you can.
I thought I'd play that for those of you who aren't having the best of days today. The market, at least it was green. And compared to what's been going on, that's an improvement. Joining us, Mr. Right on the Money, Grant.
Yeah, baby!
McDonald from McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. I was just reading a really interesting article about this whole thing with China.
Right.
That was sent to me by my friend Stick Shift Annie, and how Trump is the first president to confront Beijing directly, and Chairman Xi respects him for this.
Oh, yeah.
They got to play ball, or China's going to be in huge trouble.
Well, no, they have to. You're absolutely right. Yeah, no, this thing with China had everyone unnerved again today. Again today. Yeah, we ended up in the green. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but we went around the world one more time.
Mm-hmm.
down 500, maybe close to 600 intraday before we clawed our way back out of that and managed to get back over the in the positive territory. But what started it, you know, was this news with Apple. I don't know if you saw that, but Apple had a court ruling that was announced prior to the market opening where, you know, the quote-unquote people's court or whatever of China, remember, this is a communist country, you know, ruled in favor of Qualcomm patent infringement with Apple and then said that Apple could not sell iPhones in China. Okay? And just let that sink in.
Wow.
So we arrest the CFO of Huawei.
Yes, that was late. I remember that we were talking about that Thursday, I think.
That's right, which is the second largest manufacturer of cell phones in the world. And then we wake up this morning and we've got this news where, you know, supposedly now Apple can no longer sell iPhones in China. Well, that just rocked the market. And so there was a lot of misinformation. We go through the day. We're getting press releases and quotes out of the Apple, you know, from corporate. And then you're seeing news coming out on CNBC and some of these beat reporters really trying to figure this out. Because obviously it created a little bit of hysteria this morning thinking, oh, man, this is really about to get ugly. But come to find out that it's only around certain phones that are sold with a certain type of iOS system, and that this newer system is not, you know, caught up in all of this, and that the newer system, they can sell the phone. So it's just a crazy day, just a crazy day, and that's sort of what we've been dealing with this trade issue. And clearly, this was a message, you know, that China is sending to America.
I have a message for Apple. Make your chargers a little bit better. I got, we all have iPhones. I had to replace one last week, and I got to stop at Best Buy after work and get another one today. I mean, we only had them a year. We don't abuse them. The dogs don't chew on them. We're not reckless with our stuff. But their chargers are crap, and they last a year, and that's ridiculous to me. That's it. Well, thank you for letting me get that off my chest.
No, that's
it's
perfectly
not,
fine.
Really nothing to do with the markets.
No problem. No problem. But I will say this, though. Throughout the entire day, man, there were bargains everywhere. Some of the prices we're beginning to see now in various sectors or certainly individual securities that we look at from time to time, they're getting kind of at the ridiculous point. And I think, people need to have a shopping list out there. And I can tell you we certainly are doing that, and we're, you know, evaluating our portfolio models going into the end of the year, and we're in the process of making changes. But at the same time, we're doing tons of annual client reviews, going through all of that, you know, and setting the stage for 2019. I can't wait to get in the studio tomorrow because I got some things I want to announce to everyone, new stuff that's coming from our company. And it's really, really neat. I'm super excited about it. We've got a new app that's coming out, for example, which I think for people who listen to us, or whether it's my television or the radio, or whether we're, you know, speaking engagements, whatever it is, this is going to be a neat way for them to download the app, go on, see a little bit of about our firm and understand the process in a clear, concise way. Be able to understand the portfolio model. They can fill out a little bit of information about themselves, and it's automatically routed in, and then we have a one-day guarantee turnaround to get back to them. So it's just stuff like that we're really excited about for 2019. So tomorrow should be fun for us.
Question. We've been watching. It's been 2 years since the Brexit vote, more than 2 years, yet they still have not officially exited the EU yet, have they?
No, they haven't. And anytime you're sort of getting a quote divorce like that, it's really difficult to just yank out of it. You have to have, it takes about a year or so. I can give you some color on that. You know, I was in England back in July, and
I remember
August. And so when you come in and you go through customs and you're coming from America, you go through one line. But if you're coming in from France, let's say, or Italy, you go through another line, the EU line, and it's much faster, it's much quicker. You bypass the long waiting line. Well, when you come out, when you do the Brexit deal and you come out of the union, it slows down just little things like that. And just the all of the intricate details from, in terms of claiming your the duties on import-export items, it's just so incredibly complex. And when you yank out, you have to give yourself some time. I think they're beginning to feel a lot of pain around that, and England certainly... with Theresa May, she's getting a tremendous backlash over how they've handled this. I still think that they're, in general, they're supportive of Brexit, but the details have got quite murky, and it's creating a whipsaw effect in the pound sterling. So we're seeing a pretty significant volatility in currencies, as well as interest rates over in England as a result of all of that. But I think, in other words, I think, yes, we're seeing this news, and I know what you're talking about, but I think Brexit goes through. It's just that when you get a divorce like that, the details are messy.
Apparently. And yep. We've been kind of talking about that. We had Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson earlier talking about that very topic and some of the odd things that go with it. If you were to look... I've never asked you to be Miss Cleo, but based on the way you saw this weird day unwind, where he had the big dump at the beginning of the day and then it rallied back, how do you see tomorrow kind of playing out? Or is it just too volatile right now to even have a hunch?
I think it's going to stay volatile, but I do think we're going to start to see some headlines that are going to help. I think the Fed, the problem is the Fed we've still got 10 days before the Fed has their big meeting and they make their announcement around interest rates and then they issue commentary. So here we are sitting in a lull for 10 days because the market wants to know what is the Fed for sure going to do. We got some dovish language out of them a week ago.
Right.
But that's not helping. Then this trade issue, which seems to be getting sort of so far off into bizarre land with arresting CFOs and Apple can't sell iPhones and all this stuff. It really is crazy. And so that's getting investors a little bit unnerved, particularly institutional managers. And then you've got tax law selling and all of that that's going on. So I think tomorrow is going to be more of the same. But here's what I also think. I believe that you're going to see a China contingency that's going to come to the White House in January. I think they're going to strike a deal. And I think they're going to put this behind them. And I believe that by the time we get into February, we're going to be back to business as usual and being able to focus on fundamentals and the raw data and all of the good things that are really going on in the country. And then I think stock prices are going to reflect that. Because all we're seeing right now, if you look at the charts on my screen, it's a considerable amount of noise. And it's fear and it's anxiety. And I just think that it's going to, at the end of the day, it's going to prove to be a period that was very frustrated and created anxiety, but it wasn't damaging at all. And so that's what we're doing. We're going to use every day the rest of this year to be positioned exactly the way we want to going into 2019 for a situation where the economy is quite strong and we see it continue. So,
well, it looks to me like the plan for the Democrats, once they take the House, is to have the president impeached, by the Martin Luther King holiday. And, because that's what really needs to happen, you see.
Yeah, well, good luck with that. I mean, they've got a slim majority. I just don't see it happening. I don't think they have much. They certainly don't have a mandate.
No.
That. And I think even the leadership there is going to struggle because they're going to have to control the fringe. Of the the far left, who's going to want to do these crazy sort of zany things, but the leadership knows they need to be careful, or they're going to lose it again.
Yeah,
so
I agree, and there are some people who are looking beyond the New York Times, the Washington Post, and the three major networks at some of the good things that are going on, and actually saying, "Hey, why would we want to end this?" It is 5:21. If you would like to get a plan together for 2019, boy, it's getting closer. Joey, I figure it's 16 days away now.
Yeah.
I did that.
That's a pretty good count there.
Did that without a calculator or nothing. But wouldn't it be great to start the new year with a plan? You know, some goals that you could establish between January 1 and December 31st of next year. Get something started for retirement, for your kids' education, whatever your goals happen to be. Sit down with Brent, meet the incredible team of people he's put together at McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, and start the new year with a managerial approach to your money so you can make the most out of what you earn, work so hard to earn.
Yeah.
387-0094 is the number, 387-0094, McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, and Brent, we'll talk tomorrow.
I know. I'm going to be in studio tomorrow.
That's right.
And I can't wait. We're going to, like I told you, we've got a lot to talk about, including our new app.
Yes, and thanks for reminding me because I've had a lot on my mind lately, and I appreciate that'll be great. I can't wait. I'm already looking forward to Tuesday.
All right, buddy. You guys take care, and I'll see you tomorrow.
All righty.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Climate change alarmism is the leading cause of hot gas. That's next on Happy Hour.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center, helping hunters be successful for over 35 years. No gimmicks, no magic seed, just sound planting practices that work with the products, supplies, and knowledge you need to get the big bucks. See them at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, we have several problems now. 65 northbound before Cobbs Ford Road, we have an accident. It's got traffic backed up all the way back to the 143 interchange and Street at 85, an accident at that location. Shop inside and stay warm and dry at Reinhardt Toyota. Everything can be done in their huge showroom, or you can shop online at ReinhardtToyota.com. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
There are more distracted drivers this time of year. Don't be a distracted driver. Put your phone away while you drive. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
The best wishes come true at the Mercedes-Benz Winter Event. Exceptional offers on all new and used Mercedes-Benz models. The lowest prices of the year at Jack Ingram Motors in Montgomery, your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. The best year-end offers. It's the holiday event you don't want to miss. Meet the new Mercedes-Benz team and take advantage of fantastic new car prices, like the popular Mercedes-Benz GLC SUV or E-Class sedan. The Mercedes-Benz Winter Event at Jack Ingram Motors in Montgomery. It's time to love what you drive.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Sweet Creek Farm Market is where you'll find the largest selection of pecans and pecan products in town. Unique gifts and candles made in Alabama, paired with Sweet Creek's sweet treats, make for a perfect gift. Select your favorites for a customized gift basket. Sweet Creek Farm Market is a unique local treasure, and they're happy to help you ship your gifts anywhere in the nation. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road and Highway 231 in Pike Road.
It's December 10th, the greatest day ever. On the 10th of December, 1817, Mississippi becomes the 20th U.S. state and was immediately ranked 50th in education. Have a great December 10th, the greatest day ever.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
all around the country and coast to coast. People always say, what do you like most? I don't want to brag. I don't want to boast. I always tell them I like toast.
Very nice.
I get up in the morning about 6 a.m. Have a little jelly, have a little jam. Take a piece of bread, put it in the slot. Push down the lever and the wires get hot. I get toast.
Yeah, toast! Yeah, toast!
Now, there's no secret to toasting perfection. There's a dial on the side and you make your selection. Push to the dark or the light, and then if a pop's too soon, press down again. Make toast.
Yeah, toast! Ah, toast!
When the first caveman drove in from the dregs, didn't know what would go with the bacon and the eggs. Must have been a genius, got it in his head. Plug the toaster in the wall, buy a bag of bread, make toast.
Yeah, toast! Ah, toast!
Oui, monsieur, bonjour, coquette. Oh, croissant, vous avez? Maurice Chevalier, Eiffel Tower. Oh, oui, Marie, baguette, bonsoir. French toast! French toast!
One great song after another.
It's Christmas time at the office party. We'll get drunk and do annoying things.
I grabbed the boss's wife by the ass and had myself a fling.
We'll goose a friend and tell the manager, piss him off and send him on his way. Have a toast to laugh at his anger.
No fear, I'm happy to table dance on cubicle square.
She didn't even know she put on a show until next morning. Take a look at that, it's posted on the internet. Merry Christmas to one and all.
Yeah. You're fired!
Oh, and Merry Christmas.
Every once in a while, there's a story that comes out in the news that makes you challenge your own values, your own way of thinking. What would I do in the same circumstances?
Sure.
A homeless guy turned in $17,000 he found outside a Washington food bank. Kevin Booth picked up a brown paper bag outside the summer food bank. When he realized it was filled with cash, he handed it to the food bank. Police held the money for 90 days in case anybody turned up to claim the money. And after 3 months passed, police gave the money to the food bank to keep. He could have just taken it.
Right.
As a reward for his honesty, he was rewarded with a portion of the money in gift cards. They will also get him coats and shoes so he'll be more comfortable through the winter. He lives in a tent in the nearby woods. And will not take a room and board. He turns down inside living.
Yeah, so he chooses to be homeless.
Yeah.
Well, if you've made that lifestyle choice, yeah, I'd turn in the money too. But if I'm
you can live much better homelessly on $17,000 than you can on nothing.
Right. I don't have 17 grand in the bank. Good Lord.
All right, so I'm asking myself, okay, let's just say I'm backing out of the parking lot tonight and I see a paper bag sitting on the end of the driveway in the building across from us, and I go get it and there's $17,000 in it. What would I do? What would you do? I mean, how would you know? It's a paper bag. How could you prove that it was yours to begin with? I think it might end up at my house.
Yeah. No, I'd ask around. Anybody drop some money?
Yeah, I'd make sure nobody was around when I was asking. Hey, anybody lose a couple of bucks? So it makes you wonder, so who had that $17,000 originally? It was priced, right. I suspect, maybe a drug dealer.
Right.
And tossed it out the window or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, who carries around $17,000 in a brown paper bag? I'm taking that stuff.
Not even our boss carries that kind of money around. Most of the time. Rolling Stones annual list. Who cares? It's them. You know, they've been irrelevant since 1978, but that's beside the fact. Their list of the best movies of 2008. What's the best movie you've seen this year?
2018, best movie I've seen? I'll say it's my favorite, personal favorite, because it was a culmination of the last 10 years. It would be Avengers Infinity War, the first one. And the second one comes out next year. But that's, I'm not necessarily saying that's the best, most artistic, it should win best picture. It's just 10 years of movies and watching these things, and it sort of came to a head.
Well, every time they come out with this crap, they pick the movies that usually show the greatest level of deviation in human behavior and all the rest of it.
Right.
So they can make their point.
Trying to think of movies. They've all kind of blurs together what came out this year as opposed to last year.
I'm having the same problem. Churchill was last year, right? Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
I don't remember the last movie I went into a theater to see. It was it was the Kennedy movie, Chappaquiddick.
Hmm.
And the only time it was playing was really early on a Saturday morning. And what's his name from Friends played Teddy Boy. Which one of those goofballs?
Matt LeBlanc?
No.
Matthew Perry?
Yeah.
Yeah. The guy who plays Chandler in Friends.
Yeah, that guy.
Or David Schwimmer.
It wasn't David Schwimmer. Okay. No, so it must have been...
Matthew Perry.
Matthew Perry. And he wasn't bad. He wasn't convincing as Kennedy. But what you realize in that movie is how close he was to resigning his seat as part of his apology for what happened. And then at the last second... And his best buddy, who had said, this is what you need to do. This is the moral thing to do. This is the legal thing to do. Teddy thought about it and said, no, I'm a Kennedy. And they'll forget about this. And they did, pretty much. I mean, they sent him back to the Senate, what, seven times? But when he tried to run for the presidency, he found out that not everybody had forgotten Chappaquiddick. And the more you look back at and the crap he inflicted on this country legislatively, it's a shame that he wasn't treated like anybody else would have been under the same circumstances.
Now, I pulled up some movies from 18 just to jog my memory. The last movie I saw in theaters was Bohemian Rhapsody. That was darn good.
Yeah.
Malik, I can't remember his last name. The guy played Freddie Mercury.
Got a Golden Globe nomination
for he deserves it. Incredible job. Like you forget it's not Freddie. Like, he does a really crazy good job. A lot of Marvel movies. Deadpool 2 was hysterical.
I knew there was something I wanted Dana and Jacqueline to comment on while they were here. Because Jennifer Aniston says both of her broken marriages were very successful.
Hmm.
So either we don't know what the definition of success. She says, my marriages, they've been very successful in my personal opinion. And when they came to an end, it was a choice that was made because we chose to be happy. And sometimes happiness doesn't exist within that arrangement anymore.
All right.
I don't know. What does that sound like to you?
What a bunch of crap.
She and Brad Pitt were married for five successful years from 2000 to 2005. For those of you, it seems like ancient history now. I guess in a way it is.
Kind of.
All right, 10 biggest deaths and cast departures on TV we've got there. You want to look at the news, you want to read all the Democrats lining up screaming impeachment, go at it. Just turn on any network. Legal problems for president. Will Trump be indicted? And on and on and on. You want to... I'm not going there. I'm not doing it. I'm just not. I can't. Right now, my biggest goal is I'm trying to make it through the end of this year without having a complete breakdown going... And Joey letting me call in once a day from the Nut House...
That would be a fun segment, though.
No, yeah, but it would only be 10
minutes. Time to talk to Crazy Greg.
Yeah. Hey.
He used to be a big deal here on the radio.
Yeah, then he went.
We like to keep the dream alive for him at least, you know, one segment a day.
We'll get down to these very important subjects in just a moment. First, though.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, a lot going on. We have an accident that's just occurred on Atlanta Highway right in front of MAPCO, 65 northbound before Cobbs Ford Road. We have an accident. You're going from Montgomery up toward Prattville. You got a problem on 65. Ann Street at 85, fender bender at that location. Join Trenum State for their Collegiate Chorale Winter Concert Illuminations this Wednesday, 7 p.m. Concert will be in the Auditorium Building D. That'll be on Troy Highway, Patterson. Site. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
There are more distracted drivers this time of year. Don't be a distracted driver. Put your phone away while you drive. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Ellis Eskew. Law enforcement agents with the Alabama Department of Corrections arrested two suspects following separate incidents at Staten Correctional Facility in Elmore County. Delisha Sweet of Enterprise and Donna Stewart of Brookwood were arrested when a correctional officer found them in possession of a controlled substance. Both were visiting inmates at the time of their arrests. A man convicted of killing an Auburn student in 2008 is seeking a new trial over his death sentence. Courtney Lockhart has been convicted of killing Lauren Burke. Burke was kidnapped, forced into a car, and made to strip naked. She leapt from the moving car and was shot in the back. Lockhart was sentenced to death by lethal injection, but says his PTSD influenced the shooting. Lockhart is an Army veteran. And with the rain and leaves on the ground, authorities are reminding you to not rake leaves into ditches. That clogs up the drains and can cause flooding. I'm Ellis Eskew. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Yes, coming from holidays? If your carpet and upholstery is looking dirty and drab, give Peaches and Clean a call. Take advantage of the Peaches Internet Holiday Special. Get $20 off any of their services with a minimum order of $105. This includes carpet cleaning, upholstery cleaning, tile, and grout. And you can save $20 off a $105 gift certificate as well.
Hey, this is Jody from Peaches and Clean. Check out our website at peachesandclean.com for our Internet Holiday Specials.
Not valid with any other coupon or discount. You must mention Holiday Special when booking. Good only in the Tri-County Montgomery area and Lee County.
Caliber Gun and Pawn on South Memorial Drive in Prattville is more than a typical pawn shop. Just listen to what's inside the little blue building. Games and game consoles, tools, TVs, flat screens, cameras, electronics, computers. You need to see it to believe it. The savings are stupid. I can keep going. Guns, 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 and more guns. Ammo at gun show prices every day. Jewelry, rings, bracelets, necklaces, earrings, and more. All at great prices. Sports memorabilia, military collectibles, mowers, and lawn equipment. By the way, did we mention guns? High Caliber Gun and Pawn buys gold. If it weighs, it pays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn wants to say thank you to our U.S. military. Your service is appreciated. And your first FFL transfer is free at High Caliber Gun and Pawn. High Caliber Gun and Pawn on Memorial Drive just across from the Prattville Farm Center. Look for the little blue building bursting at the seams with savings. High Caliber Gun and Pawn, 1075 South Memorial Drive, Prattville.
Ah, folks, this is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a very chilly forecast. Cloudy skies, a few spotty showers can't be ruled out. And then late tonight, the skies will clear and the overnight low temperature drops to about 31. For tomorrow, sunshine returns. Still cold, but not as bad. High around 54, low tomorrow night around 30 on Wednesday. A little better. Highs in the upper 50s, lots of sunshine around. How about low 60s on Thursday? Mostly cloudy skies, maybe a late day shower. Then rain becomes likely on Thursday night into Friday, and some of that could be heavy as our next storm system moves in. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hello, I'm Jane Ray, account executive at Blue Water Broadcasting. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Office party in the house tonight. All employees
a bonus, you're gonna get a real cheap gift from your Secret Santa. After a few strong cocktails, you'll be dancing on the table like a Chip and Dale. The new girl working in your department will probably pass out in your apartment. The office party on the holiday leaves you quite hungover the very next day.
Office party in the house tonight. All employees better show up on time. And you're gonna get drunk out of your minds. Office party at Christmas time.
Hey gang, News Talk 93.1 of MWACV at 542. This is the What a Bunch of Crap Hour. This is where we go over the... I can't even look at Fox anymore. I can't. The headline right now says Politics of Trump-Russia Investigation. Investigation of what? What they need to be investigating is why a judge signed off on a FISA warrant over a dossier that was bought and paid for by Hillary Clinton. That's it. That's the only Russia investigation that needs to be done. And I want to know why it hasn't been. This woman's fat ass has been greased for 30 years. Half of my life, I've been watching her get away from Whitewater and that beef scandal or whatever it was where she got real rich suddenly. One thing after another, her whole life. The Clinton Foundation, Uranium One, Mueller was involved in that. Why? That's what I want. I want Justice for All, which, by the way, is a pretty good movie with Al Pacino. It's a little wacky, but it's worth watching. My biggest TV deaths and departures of 2018. Now, I don't know how this list could not include the departure of Roseanne from the show bearing her name, now called The Conners, and it's doing okay in the ratings. I thought it would bomb and, you know, be gone in a month, but it's hanging out in the top 20. Kevin Spacey, of course, who exited House of Cards when his history of sexual misconduct came, and boy, I mean, you haven't heard a word from him
no,
since.
No, he's gone away.
Andrew Lincoln, Chandler Riggs, Laura Cohn, and Tom Payne from The Walking Dead. How do you know who to miss from that show? Doesn't everybody look like they're decaying?
I never got into it.
Jay says he doesn't watch it anymore. He was a big fan.
I never really got into it. I know a lot of people did. And it wasn't like, I don't need to watch it. I just never did. And it was too late. And I didn't want to take the time to catch up.
Clayne Crawford from Lethal Weapon, he was an alleged anger ball on the set, and Damon Wayans got him fired. Then Damon said he'd be leaving too. Pauly Perrette, this is the one that touches us all because she is from Prattville after all. She is the preferred actress from NCIS, ended her 15-season run after, quote, multiple physical assaults on the set, and I think some of that was directed at Mark Harmon, wasn't it? They had an explosive temper. Disappointing. Sarah Drew and Jessica Capshaw from Grey's Anatomy. Oh, God. Remember, we used to work with, what's her name?
Yeah.
She watched that show every week.
Yeah, I can't do that one.
And then the next day, I had to listen. Every freaking stupid thing that happened.
You know, and I can consider myself pretty, you know, balanced. Like, I have a feminine side I'm fairly in touch with. I can't do Grey's Anatomy. It's too much.
I'm proud of you.
Like, I want to throw something at the television. Like, get over it.
They used to make foam bricks in the 70s that you could buy for a few bucks. And you could throw it at the TV when you got ticked off. I don't know what happened to that. Maybe we should bring that back, make some money. Your News Talk news brick. Get our faces etched on it. You know, it is what we do. Connie Britton from 911. I don't know anything about that show. Shelley Long from Modern Family. Shelley has a history of leaving shows and then doing nothing for 10 years. And Vito Mentivi, I feel like Billy Crystal saying Consigliere in Analyze This, which is a funny scene from that movie. Consigliere. NBC used its hyped post-Super Bowl episode to reveal how Jack died, and This Is Us, as it turned out, he didn't die, in the fire from the crock pot. He died at the hospital of cardiac arrest. Well, gosh darn, where the hell was I?
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings, for portable restrooms that are elegantly appointed with multiple vanities, hot and cold running water, private stalls with flushing toilets, stereos, and air conditioning. You can trust Formal Outings.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, the biggest headache's going to be 65 northbound. We have an accident before Cobbs Ford Road. That has traffic backed up all the way back to the North Boulevard, running slow there. Extra time. 85 north and south, busy but doing okay. At Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, all military, first responders, and fire get $1,000 off. For all the information, call Steve at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, 272-0373. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
There are more distracted drivers this time of year. Don't be a distracted driver. Put your phone away while you drive. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
Mr. Sandman.
Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah. For a lot of us, this season is the happiest time of the year, but it can also be the most stressful. An uncomfortable, wore-out mattress makes it harder to fall asleep and stay asleep. Mr. Sandman has the largest selection of mattresses in the region, and normally the lowest prices on what we offer. We also have a good selection of nice pillows, including latex, memory foam, lavender scented, and others. We carry a vast selection of metal beds and headboards, always on sale. We offer the nicest $299 queen mattresses around, up to the very finest latex, memory foam, and hybrids. We stock most of what we sell for fast pickup or delivery. This month, I'm closing out a number of fabulous sets from Serta, Jameson, Restonic. We also have several nice powerless chairs to liquidate. A fabulous gift for many older folks. Our $25 memory foam pillow makes a wonderful present for young folks and will really improve their sleep. Voted this region's favorite mattress store 18 years, locally owned in Montgomery and Millbrook, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Happy birthday, Jesus.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Traffic light, I'm not stopping. From lane to lane, I am hopping. It's not my concern if you crash and burn. I'm driving with the cell phone in my hand. I don't see people walking. I don't steer while I'm talking. And you could die next if I get a text. I'm driving with the cell phone in my hand. On the highway I am busy yakking. No idea there's other cars around. Behind me there's a pile of quickly stacking. I'm on the phone, for God's sakes, quiet down. You could say I'm depriving half my brain while I'm driving, but I'll never hear with this thing in my ear. I'm driving with the cell phone in my hand.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Dudell and Joey Clark.
Actually, young
Joey,
this story is not only electrifying, but it's our feel-good story of the day.
Yay!
We can end on a positive note, because I've been looking for that kind of stuff for the last hour or so. There's only so much of this
shaving cream?
Yeah, on TV. Ready to put the cartoon in. Hey, we should check and see if any big baseball trades were made today, too.
Oh, yeah.
Winter meetings are in Las Vegas right
now. Yeah, it's when you least expect it, when the biggest things happen.
Actually, this story is about Julia Roberts. And I just posted the headline on my Facebook page. It says, Julia Roberts, colon... Mm-hmm. Not her colon, but, you know, the...
Semicolon.
Punctuation colon.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, finds life and her holes get better with age.
Life and her holes
get better with age.
Like she breathes easier through her nostrils or something? She's been doing that alternative nostril yoga or something?
Since this is non-specific holary here,
yeah.
I'm assuming that it's more than just her nostrils we're talking about.
So the ears. She hears better.
Hearing's probably good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good hygiene with the mouth.
It says her holes get better with age.
Maybe she's been juicing. I don't know.
So for those of you who've been feeling your age lately, there you go. Julia Roberts to the rescue.
Yeah, but unfortunately, she's still got that thing going on with her gums. Way too big.
Yeah, that...
Freaky-looking man.
No, and the smile. There was a time... Well, you know how you palm a basketball? She always looked like she could do that with her mouth if it was wide open.
Well, no wonder her holes are still healthy.
At 5:53... Here.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
No. What? I just put the headline on my page. Go look at the story. Go read it. And you'll learn. Maybe you'll learn something. A lot of things get better with age.
Yeah.
Can't think of anything right now, but if I do, I'll let you know.
More memories. More stories to tell.
I must say, I feel so modern. You know, they sell the ring systems in the stores and get a good price on them too. But if you're going to buy something like that, why don't you call Mr. Electric and have them install it for you? God, it makes such a world of difference when it's done right. So we bought the stuff. Mr. Electric, Mr. Buddy in particular, came over and it's amazing. I feel like I can keep an eye on my house from anywhere. You know why? Because I can keep an eye on my house anywhere. All you do is connect to the system with the app on your phone, and anytime there's action, you can check and see what happened. Shows you video. It's pretty cool stuff. Anything else, too, that you're considering that involves electricity, adding a ceiling fan to a room, whatever it is. We had our, you heard me say what a joke it was, our outdoor front outlet was placed next to the door. So if you plugged an extension cord in, you couldn't open the door. I mean, it was like dumb. They moved it around the corner. So now we can plug it to the front of the house. There's a plate where the old socket used to be. And that problem is over. Now, yeah, that's all first world stuff, but it's always better when it's done by a master electrician, and that's what you'll get from Mr. Electric. They're on time, they do upfront pricing, so there's no surprises, and they are as professional as it gets. Mr. Electric, 269-8886, 269-8886, or MrElectric.com.
We have Barbara here on line one.
Barbara, what's up?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Oh,
I'm enjoying the show immensely.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Well, I always do, and like I've told Dan and Baron, I was out of town Thursday and Friday and had withdrawal symptoms because I can't get my radio station. I was in South Bend, Indiana.
What was going on up there?
I have a son and grandchildren there, and my youngest son took me up there to visit.
That's very nice.
It was great. Best Christmas present ever.
Cool.
But my comment is, I love Julia Roberts. I thought she was a great actress.
Mm-hmm.
I loved both of the Bushes, and the Barbara Bush and Laura Bush.
Mm-hmm.
But they open their mouth and just mess everything up.
Yeah.
That statement from, I can't even remember her name now, that you just read, the movie star?
Yes.
Why did she have to say that? Why can't they just be actors and whatever they are and keep their mouth shut?
Well, I guess because they have achieved celebrity status, they feel it's part of their responsibility as a famous person to tell us how to think the right way. See, they can afford the luxury of their opinions. We can't.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's where the friction. And it's hurt them. I don't know why. They don't get it. It has hurt them deeply at the box office. It's hurt the NFL incredibly at the gate. But, hey, political correctness wins, and that's...
Absolutely.
That's kind of frightening. I got to run, Barbara. Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome back.
Bye.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, the biggest headache is going to be 65 northbound. We have an accident before Cobbs Ford Road. That has traffic backed up all the way back to the North Boulevard, running slow there. Extra time. 85 north and south, busy but doing okay. At Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, all military, first responders, and fire get $1,000 off. For all the information, call Steve at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, 272-0373. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
There are more distracted drivers this time of year. Don't be a distracted driver. Put your phone away while you drive. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why can't more things in life be customizable? Why can't I buy Neapolitan ice cream without strawberry? Can't I just have the chocolate and vanilla flavors I'm comfortable with? Do people even want a fruity ice cream flavor sandwiched right between the classics?
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
When pros go to the Home Depot, they want to get what they need quickly and get back to the job. That's why pros count on the Home Depot's free in-store pickup. Online orders, ready in as little as 2 hours, to grab the moment they arrive. That saves time. Pro Extra members save even more. With exclusive offers and benefits, time-saving free in-store pickup, extra benefits, and exclusive offers for Pro Extra members. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
Autauga Off-Road is your local trusted source for all your towing and off-road accessories. We carry all the brands, Poison Spider, Weston, Warn, WeatherTech, Iron Cross, Ranch Hand, Bombshell, Bilstein, Curt, Trimax, and many more. We also have a huge rim and tire selection. So for your truck, Jeep, or SUV, it's got to be Autauga Off-Road, located next to AutoSave Tire and Auto in Prattville, Alabama, or call 365-5808. Merry Christmas from Autauga Off-Road, outfitting America's vehicles.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
That's our show, but the joke's on you, because we got paid anyway.
I'm going home to live my creepy, pathetic life.
I'm going to have to ask you and your party to